has, I mean, the increasing population of this entire metro area affected Roswell that you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's what bothers me the most. It's like, I've lived there my whole life, and it's like, now I say I'm from Roswell, and people are like, oh, you're from Roswell, and they think I have, like, a snotty attitude or something like that. Just because it's changed so much from, like, the little small town that it was when I you know, was growing up there when I was little. But, yeah, I mean, the development there is huge. They're building houses where I never thought they could fit a house. So, I mean, my parents' street alone, like, they live off a road that's all subdivisions now, and it used to be farmland. But, yeah, and it's definitely increased the just the cost of living in Roswell. Just the housing market is just so expensive. Like, I was looking at something on the internet. I don't remember what the website was, but it was talking about, like, most desirable places to live that aren't in the urban area. And I think it was desirable and affordable, and it said, like, the average cost of a home in Roswell is $600,000. And I was like, that's affordable? Are you kidding me? So it's definitely changed Roswell.
So that's just in your lifetime?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So when people are living there, they don't consider themselves Atlantans, do they? Or is it...
No, they consider themselves from Roswell. They don't consider themselves from Atlanta. So.
All right. How would people get from Roswell to Atlanta? Has that changed?
Just like... they drive.
Yeah, I mean, did anyone ever, like, go to the MARTA bus or something?
Yeah, nobody took the MARTA bus. Now, people would take MARTA trains. I remember taking the MARTA, like, because they had concerts, and for the free concerts and stuff, like, several years ago, and I was still living in Roswell then, so we would always just, you know, drive up to the Northridge station and hop on the MARTA train, and it was a heck of a lot easier than trying to park downtown. So, but, yeah, most everybody drives, I assume.
And what would be the reason, if you live in Roswell, to come down to Atlanta?
A concert, a Braves game. It would always have to be some big event. It wouldn't just be, oh, I think I'm going to have dinner down on Atlantic Station tonight. Like, that would just be random, so.
What was your first car?
A 91 Nissan Stanza, and it was my mom's car. And I got that car, let's see, it turned 1999, I guess I got that car. So it really wasn't that old at that time, but I had that car, like, through 2004, so. It had seen better days.
What kind of car do you drive now?
I drive a Prius.
No. What kind of car does your parents drive?
My mom drives an Altima, and my dad drives a Camry. I don't know what years.
Well, now taking all that into account, how would you compare that to buying other cars that, I guess, young people or parents drive in Roswell now?
Well, we don't have SUVs. We're pro-environment because of my dad's business, for one, and just, you know, all of our cars get really good gas mileage. I don't understand why everybody in Roswell feels the need to drive a big SUV. It doesn't make any sense, even if you do have a soccer team. You know, it's just, why? Get a minivan, so.
What word would you use to describe a car like an SUV that uses a lot of gas?
What word would I use to describe? A waste?
That's good enough. I don't know. This is kind of random. But how well are outsiders integrated into Roswell? And I know you're talking about there are a lot of transplants. Do you think people see a divide between people whose grandparents were born there versus...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was talking to one of my friends whose family still lives in Roswell, and he, you know, went through, he was one of those guys that went through, like, Roswell Elementary, Crabapple, Roswell, so he was there the whole time, and it's just, like, there's a social circle there of just old-time Roswell people. So I think it would be really hard as a transplant to break into that social circle if that's the route you wanted to go into. So, and they all gossip about each other, and it's like high school.